think this is why they say that radio is kind of the cockroach in the media industry. It just won't die. They said TV was going to kill it. They said satellite radio was going to kill it. They said internet streaming was going to kill it. But here we are. They're trying to kill it today with a fire alarm, which pushed us out of the Tucson Convention Center into the parking lot. I'm on cell phone with our garden host, Tony Sarah. The cell phone is connected to back to headquarters through, I don't know how many miles of invisible air waves of radio. But then from our studio at 16th Street and Northern, it's an ISDN to Scottsdale Airport where Skyview shoots it to a satellite. And from the satellite, it's beamed back down to all of our broadcast affiliates where it's then sent out their terrestrial antenna radio waves into your home, whether you're listening to it on the internet or your car or your vehicle. And I guess if you're listening on the internet, it's a little different, but it's still got to go up to Skyview, up to the satellite, back down before they send it out digitally. So anyway, that's why radio, as they say, the cockroach of media. We will never die. But let's talk with Tony Sarah. You guys had an incredible, what sounds like a pretty incredible heirloom seed festival a couple weeks ago.
With the local Facebook group called Tucson Backyard Gardeners, and they do it a couple times a year. I know if you go to their website and look it up, I don't think they've announced when or where yet, but I do know they're planning on having two more later on this year. Just come on down. You don't even have to bring anything to the event, just yourself. Share your knowledge, learn some knowledge. A lot of great people. They bring down plants or seeds and just donate them to everybody who's looking for some extra seed to put in their garden. It's a great and fun way to meet new people.
Now, growing up in the garden industry, in the nursery industry with your dad and your family, you've probably seen a lot. Are there any seeds that show up and you're like, what is that?
Yeah, there's a few people bring in some that I just always called weeds until I got my new wife and I went out there to go and try and chop the weeds out of the yard. And she said, don't do that. I eat that. I just said, okay, yes, that'll be. But yes, some people bring some really neat. There was some unusual succulents down there. Luca gourd seeds, which you don't see too much of. I think I had a couple pounds of that myself that I gave away last time. There were people, I might even have some chiltepines to donate the next time around for people looking for seed like that. So there's always some neat and unusual stuff coming in.
Tucson Backyard, what is it again?
Tucson Backyard Gardening. They're on a Facebook page, a lot of neat people out there that you can interact with and get some knowledge for your garden and ask questions to help you out with some of your problems.
And you don't have to be in Tucson to be part of that. I understand people even come from out of state for this event.
Oh, there's 9,000 members on that page, and I've seen some of them putting stuff out there from South America to the Middle East, God knows where else. So, yes, it's some really neat info out there.
And let's talk, we've tried to get to this a couple times, but we've had a lot going on in today's broadcast. Wildlife, planting for wildlife attraction.
Yeah, a lot of people are big on trying to bring in hummingbirds and butterflies, even bees out there. And there's a lot of different plants that you can do. One that's actually a North American native that the Native Americans used to use a lot. It's great for teas, for helping you out, called Agastache hyssop. And that you'll get all three with that. Plant that around your garden. It'll draw bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds. So you can kill three birds with one stone there with that. You got a vegetable garden. We get a lot of people who have problems getting their squash and cucumbers pollinated. So plant that around. Plant some, there's true hyssop. That will bring a lot of bees around. Scabiosa, portulaca, zinnias. Those are going to draw more bees around. If you want to try and bring in some butterflies, have some host plants for them as well. Not just like cosmos and zinnias or lantana that will attract the butterflies for the pollen to the flowers, but plant some rue or some lovage or some parsley. Give them something to lay their eggs on and to eat as well. The milkweed, the asclepias, is another great one for butterflies. There's even a native butterfly bush out here called the woolly butterfly bush. Little tiny orange bloom flowers on it. It'll do a great job of keeping the butterflies around the yard. Even your citrus trees, the beautiful swallowtail butterflies love to lay their eggs on the leaves. We get everybody coming in every year, looks like a big bird dropping on their leaf, and they want to know what to do about it. for hummingbirds. There's firebush, penstemons, coral bells, even million bells. Nice little cascading flower that looks like a little tiny petunia. We've seen those. The hummingbirds come to those as well. Everybody's familiar with penstemons for attracting those. Mexican firecracker. There's the justicia species, which there's several varieties of that plant. Mexican honeysuckle, the canakins, those are great. A lot of good native desert color to bring the hummingbirds and keep them around the garden.
And let's just say for somebody that may not have a garden, they're in an apartment, they're in a condo, they've got a little patio, and they want to enjoy these, and then they don't have the ground to go put these in. Which one of these would go good in a hanging pot, or not even a hanging pot, but just a pot on their patio deck that would bring some of this wildlife out their door?
I'd say the cosmos or zinnias would be great in pots and give you a lot of color for bringing the butterflies into the garden. You can try some of the million bells. Those would work for bringing the hummingbirds into the garden. There's garden varieties of penstemons that would work well out on the porch or patio. I'll bring a lot of the hummingbirds in as well. There's a flower called summer snapdragon. You could draw a few in with that. And if you've got a shaded patio, the coral bells or columbine will work well for that.
And Tony Sarah, the Magic Garden, somebody wanted to find out some of your classes or the schedule or swing by the nursery, how would they get in contact with you?
You can go to magicgardennursery.com. We're getting ready to do some more free gardening classes. They happen every other Saturday at 9 and a repeat Sunday at 11. So starting next weekend will be more gardening classes. Some of the upcoming events will be companion planting, grafting, growing berries. Out here, and just and again, classes on drawing the beneficials to your garden and insect controls, and we even take requests.
Excellent. Well, it's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning, right here on your local broadcast affiliate. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/radio to get a local listing in your area if you don't have it, or you've got in the mountains, you go to your second home, and you know, that's one area where you're looking for an affiliate in. Contact your local radio station owner and let them know. Pick up Rosie on the House. We are getting the all clear to go back into the convention center. This wraps up the Garden Hour. Tony, thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
All right. You can find Tony again at the Magic Garden, 22nd Street in Pantano. We're going to move back inside. The 9 o'clock hour is the Open the Line Hour. Anything and everything you want to talk about your house, home, by joining the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Then at 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking sustainability as it relates to waste.
This Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic, Rosie on the House Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.